Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Also took money from somebody named Jeffrey Epstein, as I had my team dig in very quickly. Mitt Romney, the NRCC, Lee Zeldin, George Bush, Win Red, McCain Palin, Rick Lazio.
You mentioned Lee Zeldin there. He's now a cabinet secretary. He responded and said it was actually Dr. Jeffrey Epstein, who's a doctor that doesn't have any relation to the convicted sex trafficker. Unfortunate for that doctor, but that is who donated to a prior campaign of his. Do you want to correct the record on the people that
listen,
you
listen, I never said that it was that Jeffrey Epstein. Just so that people understand, when you make a donation, your picture is not there. And because they decided to spring this on us in real time, I wanted the Republicans to think about what could potentially happen, because I knew that they didn't even try to go through the FEC. So,
in Kyiv, Ukraine, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. Along the southern border, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. At the White House, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. In St. Louis, Griff Jenkins, Fox News.
Griff Jenkins. Hey, buddy. Good morning to you. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Mark and Dan. Joining you a little earlier because here shortly I get to fill in for the great Bill Hemmer.
I saw you, Julian Turner. You killed it yesterday, buddy. It was a great show. I watched you yesterday. Fantastic.
Thank you. And I'm excited. I didn't break it or screw it up, so I guess they're going to let me come back again today for one more day.
We've got
so much good stuff to talk about, but one of the things that I love that soundbite you just played of Crockett, and of course her interview on CNN. After that interview, Lee Zeldin, Administrator Zeldin, reposted a clip of that saying, "When you find yourself in a hole, stop digging."
Thank you.
Notes, the FEC report Crockett referenced on the House floor clearly states that Jeffrey Epstein, who donated to his campaign, was a physician, and the donation date was after the sex offender was dead.
Wow.
Pesky facts.
And for her being an attorney, To try to pull that off on the floor, knowing full well that, you know, if there was anybody watching C-SPAN the day she said it, they just probably bought it hook, line, and sinker. Well, imagine that. Lee Zeldin's had his name tarnished now by taking money from Jeffrey Epstein. Oops, I'm sorry, minus the small fact that it wasn't the same Jeffrey Epstein.
But she never said it was the same Jeffrey Epstein.
You know, it's an interesting kerfuffle, if you will, in the sense that, you know, Crockett has become this rising star in the Democrat Party because she's pretty good at fighting back. And that's, of course, what, you know, the Democrat Party, at least in the last poll, no one knew who the leader was. But there are a few out there that are fighting just tooth and nail, sort of at every turn, to try and create this momentum. The Democrats are fighting back. You see it in Governor Gavin Newsom, and now you see it in Crockett on Capitol Hill. But this is one of those ones where literally, for the life of me, I can't understand why she wouldn't sort of, you know, downplay it and sort of off-ramp abort the line because it undermines her credibility.
Yeah, CNN was giving her a path out just to say, oh, I'm really sorry. It was a staff oversight. We didn't have time to do the full research. End of it. But say I'm sorry, you know, but she can't even do it. Not humble enough to say that she had made a horrific mistake. How would you like to be that doctor? Oh, my goodness.
Oh my goodness. Talking about it. And, you know, Meghan McCain was attacking it, too, yesterday on Twitter. And look, she has made a gaffe that she could have quickly off-ramped
right.
In the early stages. She has created her own disaster. And she keeps pouring gasoline on her own dumpster fire, which is really, I guess, at best, interesting to watch, and at worst, sad to see that, you know, as the Democrat looks for leaders to rise, that sort of fact-based integrity isn't apparently one of those ones here.
Yeah. You know, Griff Jenkins joined us this morning a little earlier than normal because he's up in D.C. where he's going to be filling in for Bill Hemmer. Just side note here, I went to college with Hemmer. And I used to drive him to school when it was raining. Like I remember picking him up at his fraternity and driving him because we had to do a newscast that morning, a practice newscast, and it was raining, and he asked me for a ride. So I've known Hemmer for a long time.
I love it. And such a great guy. I am going to remind him of this in person the next time I see him.
When Fox News was celebrating its 10th anniversary, I'll never forget, they did a tour around the country, and they came here and they broadcast from Keener Plaza here in downtown St. Louis. And Hemmer was here. And I was still working in local news at the time, and I remember going up there and spending a little bit of time with him and catching up with him, but it's probably been that long since I've seen him. So it's been a few minutes for sure. Hey, I have a question. Today isn't today the funeral for Dick Cheney?
Yeah, in Washington.
Yeah.
And you will see former President George W. Bush and First Lady Laura Bush, I'm sure, in tow, and we'll see. I think that's going to get started here shortly. And look, there is going to be much notation of the fact that President Trump is not going to go. And, you know, the blood was bad there between the Bush and Cheney, and particularly Cheney and Trump, basically because of Liz Cheney's sort of political career. And, you know, it's one of those days where the former vice president will be greatly honored at the National Cathedral, and I'm sure Fox News will cover some of it. I'm not sure if we're going to get much of it other than some arrivals in our 9 a.m. to 11 Eastern window, but we'll certainly be making note of it. And, you know, I remember I got to interview and meet Dick Cheney a number of times, and say what you will about him, he certainly is going to remain in the history books as one of the most powerful vice presidents ever.
Without question, and the influence he had in the Bush administration.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Completely. Remember they assigned it. Remember George W. Bush assigned him to help him find a vice presidential candidate. And at the end of the day, they just realized it could be nobody other than Dick Cheney.
Yeah, Dick Cheney led the search for a VP, and then finally he said, you know what, I'll just do it.
Yeah, right. No kidding.
But you know, it is fascinating. I mean, there is, you can draw, while their politics are quite different, and there's no doubt that President Donald Trump and the MAGA movement have completely changed the makeup of the Republican Party today from the Bush era years, you do see just how powerful Vance, J.D. Vance, has become as vice president. And you put your word on it, Mark, influence, right?
Yes.
When Vance made that trip over to the Munich Security Conference in February, right after the administration took over, and basically put Europe on notice that this, you know, crackdown on free speech crap is going to end, otherwise you're going to basically fail to exist as European countries. That was telling us, look, this is going to be a powerful vice president with a possible real future. Now, Dick Cheney obviously was never going to run for the presidency, but yet at the same time, you are seeing a vice president that is quite influential and powerful.
Well, this week, Trump's racking up more victories, especially on the economic front. Saudi Arabia now $1 trillion investment into the U.S. economy. What is he now? Over $17 trillion of new investment in America. It's kind of remarkable. But boy, he didn't take long or didn't back off the Jerome Powell attacks. Last night, he pretty much laid it on, saying he wants Jerome Powell out, said he may have to fire him. How far is this going to go?
Well, that is one great question, Dan, because look, let's look at everything laid out there. We have our first guest this morning on America's Newsroom is going to be Maria Bartiromo to kind of parse this for us, because we're about to get in about 15 minutes this long-awaited jobs report, and it comes after the 43-day government shutdown. And, you know, a lot of people are wondering, will it affect whether or not we're going to have another rate cut in December? So this is the last report that we'll have that frequently influences whether or not there are rate cuts. And the last rate cut that we got, that quarter point that just happened with the Fed, there was only two that objected. One of the two governors that objected because he wanted a half a point. He wanted a bigger one.
Right.
So it seemed almost unanimous that we were headed for an early December additional rate cut. Now it looks like it's anybody's guess. We don't know where we are.
That guy. Hey, Griff, good luck today. Not that you need it, working alongside the lovely and talented Jillian Turner.
She is the best and my neighbor. We live across the street from each other, full disclosure.
Wow.
So that's why people are like, you guys get along really well. I'm like, that's because we see each other
neighbors.
Every day.
Yeah.
Awesome. You know, is that subdivision Fox Crossing? What is it?
Exactly.
It's in Georgetown.
Exactly.
That's right.
That's what we should call it. I'm going to interview the acting ICE director, Todd Lyons, today. And I want to lean into him, not just what's happening in Charlotte, but I want to ask him what he hopes the president tells Mom Donnie when he comes there. Because remember, Mom Donnie, he said, no ICE in New York.
Yeah.
I've got a feeling Director Lyons is going to have a different view on that.
I'll bet. Griff, we'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
Sounds great, guys.
All right. Have a great weekend.
See you now. Yeah, Griff.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.